From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. That resolution would have also called for an unimpeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid to the city. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says the resolution would only worsen the suffering of civilians by enabling the rebels to regroup. But U.S. Deputy Ambassador Michelle Sisson says the resolution would actually have helped many people receive the aid they need.
With a wave of their hands, Russia, China, and Venezuela showed that they don't want the suffering of eastern Aleppo to end.
The vote on the resolution was 11 in favor, 3 opposed, and 1 abstention. NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union. The EU recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense spending and research. The upcoming administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is also likely to be a key topic of discussion. This week's talks will also mark the last major NATO meeting for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Kerry was in Berlin Monday to receive Germany's Order of Merit Award. He assured leaders the NATO alliance will endure.
We're going to be okay. We're going to make it, folks, and I'm absolutely confident about that. We just have to keep our heads about it and stay steady and keep working in the same direction. And this alliance is not just about the United States and Germany. This alliance is critical to everybody on this planet.
John Kerry speaking in Berlin. This is VOA News.